year, a big year for the Fab Four. I'm Jay Thurber with my sore throat and my swollen tonsils. Here, counting down the top tunes of this year, 1965. We have to break for the news. Sounding the needs of a modern campus. This is 900 on your dial. Radio Carnegie Tech, WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's 10 o'clock.
It's down to the wire as New York City's new mayor tries to head off a transit strike in the new year. This is Scott Bybush, Mutual News New York, brought to you by General Foods, the makers of new Instant Maxwell House. Labor leader Mike Quill says he will take New York City's transit unions out on strike at midnight in defiance of a court order. That could snarl transportation across the five boroughs, including for tens of thousands of people who are celebrating New Year's Eve in Times Square. Mayor-elect John Lindsay hasn't taken the oath of office yet, but he's joined in last-minute negotiations to avoid a walkout of 36,000 bus and subway workers. President Johnson has launched a massive diplomatic peace offensive to end the war in Vietnam. Special envoy Arthur Goldberg is in Paris to meet with NATO, while presidential aide McGeorge Bundy traveled to the Canadian capital, and Avril Harriman was meeting with Warsaw Pact nations. But they're skeptical in Hanoi. Ho Chi Minh accused the U.S. of wanting to prolong the war rather than bring peace. He called Johnson's peace talks a smokescreen for further escalation. Despite a holiday ceasefire in Vietnam, a squad of Viet Cong slipped past guards in a resort about 145 miles north of Saigon and let off two powerful bombs. The blasts killed one American soldier, another is missing, and at least 10 people were wounded. And American authorities reported that the bodies of three American Marines and eight South Vietnamese soldiers were found in a shallow grave in Quang Nai province. Officials said the troops had been shot at close range. Tensions are rising in Rhodesia after African leaders called for Great Britain to help oust the white minority ruling party. Sanctions continue against what the UN has called an illegitimate government. In the Central African Republic, there is word of gunfire in the capital of Bangui as rebels fight with government troops loyal to President David Dacko. This is Mutual News.
Time to run out. And why run out? Now there's a new giant-size Instant Maxwell House. A really big jar of coffee. New giant-size Instant Maxwell House gives you cups and cups and cups. Dozens of extra cups of the coffee with that warm bean flavor. Warm bean flavor because it's made from coffee beans still warm from roasting. That's why new Instant Maxwell House is the freshest tasting coffee yet. So to make sure you've always got plenty of coffee for the man in your house, get the new giant-size Instant Maxwell House. You won't have to run out again.
In a major shift, the Royal Dutch Shell Oil Company has agreed to sell its entire Indonesian operation to the government of Jakarta for $110 million. The deal signals Indonesia's intent to nationalize its vast natural resources. Ferdinand Marcos was sworn in today as the sixth president of the Philippines. Addressing a crowd of more than 100,000 people, Marcos promised to tackle government corruption and a stagnant economy in the Southeast Asian nation. In sports, Australia continues to dominate the world of tennis. The country secured its second straight victory in the Davis Cup, defeating Spain 4-1 in the challenge round. From New York, I'm Scott Feibusch, speaking on behalf of General Foods, makers of Instant Maxwell House Coffee.
For coffee that's good to the very last cup, reach for the jar with the stars on top, the most happy flavor in the USA.
The new Instant Maxwell House.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Oh,
We're in the cream of the crop now as we're counting down the Better Music Index for 1965. That was number 40 by Jay and the Americans. I'm Jay Thurber. Got a little bit of a cold here, but I don't think you can catch it over the radio, can you?
I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWB Mexico City, CSCH North Bay, Ontario, LB10 Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Sorry, how
from the Zombies, Tech Radio here in Pittsburgh, 900 on your dial. I'm Jafe. You know, there's a bug flying around in here. It's 28 degrees outside right now, and a bug has somehow gotten into our studio in Skybo. It's not one of the ones that comes over from the Tartan Grill. Those are bigger, and they kind of scuttle along the ground. This is just a little one.
We've already said...
Cocktail vegetable juice from Campbell. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8. Now, put me down.
Who's there?
Muscle.
Muscle who?
Muscle much talk, but a lot of music on WRCT.
The man with the mind. number 36 on our tune decks this year for 1965. We're counting them down. I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to Tech Radio in Pittsburgh, 900 on your dial, Radio Carnegie Town. It's 1019. Here's our number 35 song this year. These are the Beach Boys, and they wish they all could be California girls. They must have seen our forecast. We're going to check your weather next. Stay tuned.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dig those styles they wear.
To you about what President Johnson calls the most important investment any American can make. United States savings bonds. Important for your future, important for the cause of freedom. Buy bonds, won't you, where you work or bank. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, I was just talking about this scratchy throat I have, and here's an announcement from the Student Health Center. If you've had German measles in the last month, the Student Health Center would like to talk to you. In English, not in German. Small quantities of blood are needed as part of a research study now underway. Blah. Yes, they want to get your blood. If you had German measles and you can provide a blood sample, stop by the Student Health Center in Moorwood Gardens between 11:30 and 2:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Is it gonna be cold? Is it gonna be hot? Is it going to be raining or not? Stay tuned to WRCT and see what the weather is going to be in Pittsburgh.
The U.S. Weather Bureau says snow overnight, accumulating 1 to 3 inches with a low of 15 above. Mostly sunny for your New Year's Day with a high near 23. Cloudy Thursday night with a low of 16. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now at Pittsburgh International Airport, 29 degrees, and the countdown goes on. At number 34, these are those Swing Supremes on Tech Radio 900.
Yeah. Yes, listen. Are you listening?
Bohemian Caverns in Washington, number 33 this year on the Tune Decks. You're listening to Tech Radio 900 on your dial, WRCT in Pittsburgh. I'm Jay Thurber, and we're counting down the top tunes of this year, 1965. We'll have more news for you at 11 o'clock. We will unveil the top tune of 1965 at midnight. So you're going to want to keep your dial locked right here at 900.
They were off.
when he came out with an electric guitar. Some people booed. Bob Dylan has the number 32 song this year at Tech Radio in Pittsburgh. Number 31 is by the Kingsmen.
In the Valley of the Jolly.
Of such interest to the high priest of the terrible goddess of Kaili?
Help.
Why was Ringo pursued to the ends of the earth by a group of Eastern thugs?
Help! Help!
And why was Paul threatened by a B-E-E-T-L-E?
Help!
Oh, stop worrying.
Help!
Help is on the way. It's the Beatles' new motion picture with...
Help, 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 help.
Seven new Beatles songs.
Help.
Will John live to sleep in his pit once more? Will Paul ever get back to his electric organ? Will George be reunited with his ticker tape machine? And Ringo, will he ever play the drums again? To discover the answers to these startling questions, be sure to see the colorful adventures of the Beatles, more colorful than ever, in color, in...
Help!
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 And United Artists release.
Tomorrow night at the Twin Highway Drive-In, 2 miles west of Crafton on Route 60.
Take it.
Shear from Petula Clark. She knows a place you can go. I've been told to go to that Felix a few times. Hey, you know you meet the nicest people on a Honda? And Civic Center Honda, 4519 Center Avenue, has a complete line of Honda motorcycles ready for immediate delivery. Find out why Honda is the world's best-selling bike by trying one today. Well, wait until tomorrow, probably. They also service most other makes and models, open 10 to 9 weekdays, Civic Center Honda, Museum 1, 9935. our number 27th song this year on the Tech Radio Tune Dax. A low of 15 could accumulate up to 1 to 3 inches of snow around the campus. Mostly sunny on New Year's Day with a high near 23. Thursday night, cloudy, low 16. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now at Greater Pittsburgh Airport, 29 degrees. And our number 26 song is from Herman's Hermit.
Held you tight, kisses I could almost taste.
airs on our tune decks at number 25 here at Tech Radio in Pittsburgh, 900 on your dial. We've got news coming up for you at 11 o'clock, but first, our number 24 song from The Seekers. This is 900 on your dial. Radio Carnegie Tech, WRCT in Pittsburgh. It's 11 o'clock.
It could be a long night for negotiators trying to prevent a transit strike in New York.